Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake-Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. The spread and mitigation of this novel coronavirus is an evolving concern for Illinois. University of Illinois Extension has a collection of resources to assist families and community leaders preparing for and coping with COVID-19. These resources continue to grow each day as educators across the state develop content for families, businesses, and food producers. People in our community find themselves facing an array of issues. Illinois Extension educators have cultivated a set of materials that will help you navigate these uncharted waters. There is information in a variety of formats, including live webinars, tip sheets, videos, and blogs. Whether you're a busy parent, home gardener, small business owner, or community leader, you'll be sure to find something that suits your needs. Visit go.illinois.edu/COVID-19 resources to learn more. Recent publications to the website include COVID-19 impacts on farmers markets, UPIC farms and community gardens, elements of an emergency food supply, caregiver tips for older adults, and coping with finances during times of uncertainty. With changes in schedules and many working from home, we could all use a little support during these trying times. I can say that working remotely has been an interesting experience and has not been without its challenges. I've tried to retain some sort of normalcy, and for me, that means sticking to a routine, reaching out to friends and family, preparing healthy meals, and making physical activity a priority each and every day. I've had success by adding 2 to 3 activity sessions each day, which helps to break up the workday and reduce boredom. These activity sessions range from 10-minute toning exercises to 30-minute fitness walking videos I find on YouTube. If you are looking for ideas, there are many free resources online. One of the best parts of these videos is that you feel less isolated when virtually working out with others and having fun. The weather is warming up, and April is a great time to get outside or off the couch and celebrate Move More Month, which is being promoted by the American Heart Association. Simple steps can make a big difference in your mood. This means finding fun ways to incorporate more movement into your day, like walking while you talk on the phone, putting on music and dancing while you do chores, and even doing jumping jacks during those commercial breaks. And you certainly don't have to stay inside. Getting outdoors for a walk can be a remedy for the stress many are experiencing during this period of social distancing. Walking is the most popular form of exercise, is low cost, and has so many health benefits. It reduces your risk of heart disease, diabetes, and depression, while improving your memory and bone strength. Research shows that for every hour of brisk walking, life expectancy for some people may increase by 2 hours. So take time this April to move more and sit less. Aim for 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity activity each week. This could be brisk walking, dancing, cycling, whatever you enjoy. Try to add at least 30 minutes of activity to your day, and remember, every step counts. For more information on Illinois Extension resources, Move More Month motivation, and a recording of today's episode, visit wvik.org/wellness. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Planning Center in Moline, assisting men and women with financial wellness and preparation for life's transitions, including retirement planning, college savings, marital changes, and estate planning.